Chapter 13. Some Explanations. After breakfast, Paloma left the dining room with her head down, followed by Alexa, who was very quiet. Paloma stayed in Gary and Steve's group all that day. People came and spoke to the group but paid no attention to Paloma, and she was conscious that the girls were talking about her behind her back. As the day continued, Paloma became more and more unhappy, even though Alexa and Gary stayed with her. She couldn't wait for the field trip to finish. Finally, it was time to take the bus back to London. Gary came and sat beside her on the bus. "I know the girls are being horrible to you, Paloma, and I think that Julia is responsible for the whole situation," he said. "She's fancied Steve for a long time. He's very popular, you know, and all the girls want to catch him. She's envious that he was so attentive to you on the hike and that he danced with you all the time at the disco."
"But that's ridiculous," Paloma exclaimed. "I'm not interested in Steve. I just like dancing with him, that's all."
"Well, Julia isn't a nice person, and she's been telling everybody terrible stories about you," Gary continued. "I think the best thing is not to pay any attention to it. When we come back to school after the half-term break, nobody will remember anything about it." Paloma thanked him for being honest with her, but didn't really agree with him. That night, she went to bed and cried. It was bad enough having problems in the family, but now this. Paloma couldn't imagine how life would become normal again. The next morning, Alexa phoned as Paloma was leaving for the airport.
"I just phoned to say goodbye," she said, "and to see how you're feeling this morning."
"Well, Gary explained to me about Julia and the stories she's been telling about me," Paloma said. "But he thinks everyone will forget about it during the holiday. I hope he's right."
"Don't worry," Alexa said. "I'm going to speak to the girls. They're just being stupid. You're a good friend and I'll make sure everything will be okay. Goodbye and have a good trip."
Alexa's great, Paloma thought as she put the phone down. "I really hope she'll be able to solve this problem for me." 5 hours later, Paloma was in her grandparents' house in Madrid. She was happy to see Marta again, and even quite happy to see her brother, who was having a great holiday with his grandparents' two dogs. After lunch, she and Marta went for a walk, and Paloma told her sister about her problems during the field trip. Marta was very understanding and also very practical, as usual.
"Don't worry, Paloma," she said, putting her arm round her sister. "I'm sure Gary's right. Alexa will explain the truth to the girls. When you go back to school, everything will be okay." But Paloma wasn't convinced.
After dinner, David watched TV in the living room, and Marta and Paloma sat in the kitchen with their grandparents. Grandma came and sat at the table with them. There was silence for a few moments. Then Grandpa said,
"We need to talk to you about something, girls."
"Yes," said Grandma. "You know your parents have got problems at the moment, but your mother finds it too difficult to talk about. So she asked me to explain the situation to you."
She was silent for a moment, looking at Marta's and Paloma's worried faces.
"Your father has got a drinking problem," she said slowly. "He's an alcoholic and has been for a long time now. That's what's causing the problems in your parents' marriage."
"But that's terrible," exclaimed Paloma. "How can he be an alcoholic?"
"There's a lot of pressure in life today, and some people can't take so much pressure," said her grandmother. "Your father is one of them, but that doesn't mean that he isn't a good person or that he doesn't love his family. He wants to get better and has been going to meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous and also to special clinics to try to learn to control his alcoholism."
"We couldn't understand why he was never at home," Marta said. "But that explains it."
"Yes, and if you want him to get better, you'll have to show him a lot of compassion and understanding," Grandma continued. "That's why your mother sent you here. She thought it might be good to have some time alone with your father to see if they could find a way of solving their problems."
"Do you think they will find a solution?"
asked Marta in a quiet voice.
I hope so, said Grandma. Soon afterwards, their grandparents went to bed, but Paloma and Marta sat in the living room for a long time after that, talking about the situation. Marta found it easier to accept than Paloma.
It's not like being a common drunk, Marta explained. And Dad's never violent. We must give him all the love and support we can and hope that things will improve.
Marta is so mature, Paloma thought.
It's so complicated being an adult. How can I learn to be more like Marta?
It was very late when the girls went to bed. They didn't sleep very well that night because they had too many difficult things to think about.